Well, in this gospel, I think it is very obvious that the main theme is prayer. And many saints have thought a lot about prayer and taught about prayer. And Jesus himself has taught us how to pray with it, Our Father, and all these are hints of prayer. Now, in its very root, prayer is participating of something that is already in God. So God, Son, speaks to his Father, and the Father speaks to his Son. And that's what it's all about love, about the love of the Father to the Son, and to the love of the Son to the Father. And it's such a love that it just becomes a person in the Holy Spirit. And out of that abundance of love, they create, because it's so much that it cannot just remain in them. Now, prayer is participating of this dialogue, like entering in this dialogue, like being in that closed room where Father and Son are talking, and you're present. You're a witness of the conversation. It's amazing. It's like the most important conversation in the whole universe. Secret loves of words of love, and you are a witness of it. Now, of course, if you hear that, like prayer is the eternal, is participating in the eternal dialogue between Father and Son, there is a temptation to think, oh, that just sounds like when you die, you go to heaven and you're an angel and you're seated on a cloud and you're playing the harp the whole time. It's like kind of like a dream, but it's not really appealing because, you know, I feel that I need something more concrete or something different. And in fact, it does look like something that is very far away. It's like the eternal dialogue between the Father and the Son. But if you just give a chance to the Father and the Son, and if you just listen to what they're saying, you will be surprised that they're talking about you. And then they're talking about the things that are important to you. And you know, that's the mystery, because anything that you would be asking for, look at this gospel, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find. So again, like the question, what are you doing here, Elijah? It's like, what are you asking for? And what are you seeking? It's the words of Jesus in today's gospel. You're knocking. Where do you want to go in? So, and think about it. And maybe the first thing that is in your heart are your children, or your marriage, or your parents. And then if you go really to the eternal dialogue between Father and Son, you realize that they're not your children, and they're not your parents, and he's not your husband. It's all his. And he loves us much more than you do. And then you understand that you are an instrument of his love. And he's asking from you nothing but just to do your best. And you are his. Now, this brings us to a very important meditation of St. Ignatius of Loyola at the very beginning of the exercises, which is creation, in our relationship with creation. Because basically everything that is not a personal relationship is creation. Even time is creation. Creation is, imagine the little theater of your high school or your elementary school. I mean, the stage and the backstage. Now, imagine that you are in that club, the theater club, if you want to, and you're going to do this presentation at the end of the year of Romeo and Juliet. So you have to stage Verona. And I don't know, but this year you went off everything, you broke every single record, because it just looks like the real city. And you put just lights inside of the buildings, and in a river, and in the amphitheater of Verona, you just did it perfectly. And so, and the lights in the river is flowing, and that's creation. The creation is the stage, but the creation is a stage for our relationship. And the relationship is your relationship with God, which brings us back to the introduction. It's all about you and your bridegroom. God created everything to be with you. And imagine, if he created everything to be with his son, God the Father, and you're a baptized person, so Jesus, you're configured with Jesus. All creation is submitted to you because all creation is for that relationship with God. And the problem would be if we are going to that theater and we're saying all the time, oh, look at that building. Oh, look at that river. Oh, look at that monument. Oh, look at the play of the lights. Everything is so wonderful. And all of a sudden, everybody is applauding because the play is over. You missed the play. You never realized it was about Romeo and Juliet in the first place because you were so concentrated with the stage because it was so spectacular. That is life. That is life. Everything, this chapel, this center, the woods, the sky, the clouds, everything. It's beautiful, yes, but that's just the stage. And it's all about your relationship with Jesus Christ. And very few people are able to make the whole creation point to that creation, to that relationship. Because it is beautiful for that relationship. What would be a romance between man and wife if there were no flowers? Like flowers were created for that beautiful relationship. It's almost like, this is what you were created for, flower. Look, I'm giving you to my wife. What better use could you have? And I use that word use on purpose, because creation is used for the relationship. Persons are never used. So when we're speaking about persons, then that's a personal relationship. And everything else is for that personal relationship. Now, one person that did see how everything pointed to God, every part of the creation, was St. Francis of Assisi. And he has this beautiful song to creation that I just copy and paste for you, because I really wanted us to see it now. And it says, "The highest, all-powerful, good Lord, yours are the praises, the glory, the honor, and all blessing. To you alone the highest do they belong, and no man is worthy to mention your name. Be praised, my Lord, through all your creatures, especially Sir Brother Sun, who brings the day, and you give light through him. And he is beautiful and radiant in all his splendor. Of you, the highest, he bears the likeness. Praise be you, my Lord, through Sister Moon and the stars in heaven. You formed them clear and precious and beautiful. Praise be you, my Lord, through Brother Wind and through the air, cloudy and serene, and every kind of weather through which you give sustenance to your creatures. Praise be you, my Lord, through Sister Water, which is very useful and humble and precious and chaste. Praise be you, my Lord, through Brother Fire, through whom you light the night, and he is beautiful and playful and robust and strong. Praise be you, my Lord, through Sister Mother Earth, who sustains us and governs us and who produces varied fruits with colored flowers and herbs. Praise be you, my Lord, through those who give pardon for your love and bear infirmity and tribulation. Blessed are those who endure it with peace, for by you, the highest, they shall be crowned. Praise be you, my Lord, through our sister bodily death, from whom no living man can escape. Woe to those who die in mortal sin. Blessed are those who will find your most holy will, for the second death shall do them no harm. Praise and bless my Lord, and give him thanks, and serve him with great humility. Now, the key of St. Francis, and that's why he is so good with that vow of poverty, is because he owned everything. That's why he was poor. He saw a mountain, and it was his. Because he thought, God put that mountain just for me, just now. I mean, if he were here in this chapel, he would say, mine is this chapel. Mine are the candles. Mine is the altar. Everything was built for me. Because the owner does not enjoy it as much as I do. He enjoys it such as much. Because when it's time for a mass, he comes. And now it's my mass, and I'm here. And I don't even have to pay mortgage for this place. I don't have to worry about cleaning it or giving it maintenance. I'm just here enjoying it. I'm actually enjoying it more than the owner because there are no worries. This chapel is mine. And you can say the same thing of everything. Sometimes, you know, it just happens that on the street I see a Ferrari. And I like cars very much. So I say, that's my Ferrari. I'm enjoying it. I hear the sound of the motor. I look at the Ferrari. And then it's gone. And then I own another car. And then I own everything. And you know, this detachment is not possible. And here's what St. Francis writes this, which is very strong. Because it seems like, oh, this comes from another place. Woe to those who die in mortal sin. Because if you're not united to God, if this is not all about a personal relationship with God, then nothing belongs to you. And the creation is fighting against you. And you don't understand the meaning of it all. And you start having bad relationships with the creatures. Like trying to dominate them, trying to own them, try to use them, and you use everything because you're not satisfied, because you don't have a personal relationship that is guiding your other relationships with the creation. And so if you go back to that place, to that room, where you hear the voice of the Father and the Son, and hear how much they love you, how much they care for you. What are they doing? And believe me, you know, through this Triduum, we will bring out those words of the Father and of the Son and how they apply to you. When you're in that room, you know that everything is okay. And you know that this whole play is about you, and you are the Juliet. And Jesus is your Romeo. And he is so happy that it is like that. So let us continue this Mass, knowing what I told you before, that this is the only Mass. Yes, in some sacristies, there is this phrase. I think I mentioned that to some of you before. And even in Cheshire, it's this phrase, priest of God, celebrate this Mass as if it were your first. As if it were your last. And that's very beautiful. But I think it's slightly wrong. Because it should say, priest of God, celebrate this Mass. It is your first, it is your only, and it is your last. There's no two Masses. So, and I say the same thing to you, enjoy this Mass. It is your first, it is your own, and it is your last. And your bridegroom is there, and it's waiting for you, and just for you.